Nisan Tezvavam Veis. Omra Papa, the Korile Avda, the Mizdabin, the Talmi. The says that the Mordechai came with his richness and Haman with his poorness because he was sold as a, Haman had been a slave of Mordechai's. And they called him Avda, the Mizdabin, the Talmi. Rashi says, the Tulmei Nahama, the Kikros Lechem. And Eved was sold for loaves of bread. Esrim Lechem Sa'orim, Targamin, and Esrim Tulmin de Lachma. A loaf is a Talmi. The Cholze Nenu Shovali said, all this isn't worth anything to me. Mashmi, he was pointing at something. Malami Chakol Genozov Shalosa Rosh Chakukin Alibo. He had a record of all of his wealth engraved on his chest. V'shar Shiroes Mordechai Yosef V'shar Melech Omar Kol Zeh Nen Rishovali. You point to his chest and say, all this wealth is worthless to me. V'Omar Abelazar Omri B'Chanino Asek Kadosh Baruch Hu Lios Atorah B'Rosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Again, we're saying over memories from Abelazar in the name of Rabbi Chanina. So in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a crown for all the tzaddikim. Shenemer Bayomahu Yashem Tzvakos La Teres Tzvi. My La Teres Tzvi, U La Tzviras Tiferes, Tifara, it's the end of the Pasuk. Teres Tzvi and Tifera and Tzviras Tifara. La Osin Tzviono, those who do Tzvi, his will. U La Metzap in Tifarto, those who wait for his glory. Yochel Akol, I might think all those people are going to get these crowns. Tamid Lomer L'Shar Amo, L'Misha Meisim Atzmo Kishirayim, only a person who's humble. Makes himself like leftovers. Well, the Ruach Mishpat is Adonis Yitzro. Ruach Mishpat is a person who rules over his Yetzer Hara. Well, the Yoshev Ala Mishpat is Adon Din Emes Lamita. Person who judges a perfectly true din. Tosa says Emes Lamita means that you don't only go after the witnesses or whatever, but a Din Maruma. A Din Maruma is you have to find out sometimes that even if there are witnesses, that you can smell that it's all a setup. So sometimes you have to bedavka reject the witnesses. That's din emes lamita. Le'ulikvura zeh misgabra yitzro. A person who's misgabra in his yitzhar. The first person was a person who didn't sin, who was able to avoid having yitzhar. The other one has the yitzhar, but overpowers it. Meshive milchama shenosim venosim milchamta shel Torah. Meshive milchama are people who wage the war of Torah back and forth in the Beis Medrash. Sha'ara elu talmid chacham shemashkim marivim bate knesios ubate midrashos. And sha'ara, the sha'arim are the bate midrashos and bate knesios that talmid chacham get up early and stay there late. Omra midas adin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam nishtanu ve'elam ne'elu. Why are these be given crowns? And Goyim don't get these crowns. Omer La, so the Rabban Shem said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Midas Adin, Yisrael asku b'Torah, Umasolim lo asku b'Torah. Omer Le, Gam Eila b'yayin shagu, v'sheikhar tov, paku plililia. The Midas Adin said to the Rabban Shem, but there are Jews also who deserve to go to Gehenna. Right? Ein paku ela Gehenna. Right? It says, paku plililia. They go to Gehenim. Shenamra v'losia zos l'chol l'puka. So we had before that Avigail told David, this shouldn't be something that you do. You should end up going to Gehenim because of it, to do this Aveira. Ve'ein plilio l'dayonim. Plilio refers to a judgment of Gehenim. Shenamra v'nosim b'plili. Rashi. L'ruach mishpat l'shoftim esruchon yilei atorah. Those people who judge their Yetzer Hara, meaning who control it. Donis Yitzro kofeil loshu b'tshuva. He forced himself to do tshuva. U'miskabra Yitzro eno holich achrav lavar aveira. So Rashi's mashmir the opposite way said. That Donis Yitzro is where you did the aveira, but now you do tshuva. And miskabra is where lechatchil you don't do the aveira to begin with. And it's both things are important, because sometimes about tshuva is bigger than a person who never sinned, and sometimes a person who never sinned is bigger than about tshuva. Shemashkimin v'hainu sho'ara, sho'osim sho'arim. They become gatekeepers. Liftoach glossos bashkoma, la'acher sho'am adzman ni'iloso. They come up early and they stay there late till the Beis Medrash is closed. Gam eila, elu harishoyim hanidonim begehenim. there are Jews who are Rishoyim are also going to Gehenna. Yain Shogu Klomer Afheim Asu Kohem Lefichach Donam. They act like Goyim, so they're judged like Goyim. Paku Pliliya LeGehenna Nishbetu. They are Nishbet for Gehenna. Vatamu. Now we're going back to the Megillah. Vatamu Bechatzar Beis Hamelech Apnimis. Esther on the third day stood in the outer court, the inner court of the king. Amar Rav Levi Kivin Shigila Beis Hatzlamim Shvalkei Meneshchina. When she got to the place where they kept all the idols, the Shechina went away from her. Amra, so she said, Eli, Eli, Loma Zatoni. Why did you leave me? Shema Tadon al Shogeg Kamezid. Maybe you're judging me, right? I'm doing now Shogeg, just as if I did it for Mezid. I'm not interested in living with this guy. I have no choice. I'm doing it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. The Al Onis Karatzim. You judge Onis Karatzim, right? And even though we said that really she was going now willingly, but she wasn't really going willingly. There was the saving of Klal Yisrael was pushing her. But we said, Legabe, her husband, that was considered Baratzon. Legabe, the Rabban Shalom, that was considered an onus. Oshema al Shikorosi Kelev, maybe because I called Achashverosh, Rashi says a Kelev. Shenemer Hatzila Mecherev Nafshi Miad Kelev Yechidosi. That's in the Mizmor of Al Yeles HaShachar. Chaz of the Korosu Ari. So she changed, and she called him a lion. Shenemer Hoshienim Mipi Aryeh. So that's how Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Eli Eli Lama Zatoni, the Mizmor Ayala Sashachar, which we said is talking about Esther. Al Onis Afopishani Boy Lom Me Eli Onisu. Even though I'm going willingly, there's an onus that lays over this whole thing that I want to save Klal Yisrael. Hatzila Micherav Nafshi Boso Mizmoru. Okay, so that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that she was afraid that because she called Achashverosh a Kelev, that's why the Shechina went away. And that's the idea being that a person has to give kavod to the Malchus, like Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Paro, even if he's a Rasha. You don't call him a Kelev. The Marsha says that she referred to Haman as a Kelev. And she thought that she was the only danger was from Haman. Then she realized that the danger was even greater because it was from Achashverosh, who was a lion. So first she only prayed for a small miracle to be saved from Haman. Then she realized they needed a bigger miracle. That's why the Shechina left her, because she didn't daven for everything they needed. And then she davened that to be saved from Achashverosh too. Vayihi kiros ha-melech es Esther ha-malka, om Rav Yochanan, gimu malochi ha-shor es nizdam de lobos ha-shor. Three angels came to help her at that moment. Echad shigbiya savora, one picked up her neck that she should look proud, right? The echad shemosha chut shal chesed aleha, and one that gave her charm in the eyes of Achashverosh. The echad shemosha chesa sharvit, and one that elongated the sharvit that she should be able to immediately touch it and be able not to be killed. The kama, how long did it elongate? Om rabir yishtei amos. It elongated two amos. It originally was two amas long, and it elongated to 12. Some say it elongated to 16. Some say 24, and each of these things have hints to them of what they represent, these numbers. In Bryce it says that it extended to 60 amas. Same thing with Basparo. When she reached out her hand to get Moshe's basket, her hand elongated, and there's all these machlokas and how much it elongated. The same thing with the teeth of Og Melech HaBoshem. The mountain, we learn in Brachos, went over his neck, and he tried to get it off, and his teeth elongated, and he couldn't get the mountain off his head. You elongated them. You extended them. Rashi. Amosa Shobasparo, the Tishlachas Amosa, Vatikochea, she stretched out her arm. Bishine Rishoim, Ogmela Chaboshim, Sechas Brachos Perikaroa. Shoakar Har Bar Gimu Parsel, Ashlicha Israel, picked up a mountain to throw on Klal Yisrael, and the Venosno Aroshi put it on his head. The Sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Molim, Vinakfu, Vinichnas Bitsavoro, and the Rabbanim sent down ants, and it ate a hole in the mountain, and it went over his head. The Bikesh Lashomtli wanted to get the mountain off his head, Vishravu Shinov, and his teeth extended Lakan Lakan. Okay, now Tikre Shibarta, Elishirivavta, Garcina, Mishine Rishoyim, Nothik Lahid Rasha. The Licht of Krav, Vishain Rasha. What's Shine Rishoyim? Should say the tooth of a Rasha. Eliyud Deshine, the Yud Mem, the Rishoyim, Harishishim. The Yud, and the Yud and Mem could have said Shein Rasha. Shine Rishoyim adds a Yud, and another Yud and Mem is 60 altogether. Okay, Rabba Bar Ufron Omar Mishum Rebelezer, Sheshoma Mirabo, Varabba Mirabo, right? The Rabba Bar Ufron, we had before that it's Ufron, not Ephron, because Ephron was a Rasha, and you don't name people for Rishoyim. In any case, so he said in the name of Rebelezer, Sheshoma Mirabo, who heard from his Rebbe, Mosai, that, what's it called, that it was 200 amas. Okay, not 60, not 16, not 12, whatever, 200. Vayomer lo ha-melech le-Ester, ha-malka, ma ba-kosh o-seich ad chatzi ha-malchus ha-seyas, till half the malchus. Chatzi ha-malchus v'lo kol ha-malchus, right, not the whole malchus, only half. Below dover shechotzeitz l'malchus, not something that would interfere with my kingdom. My new binyan beis hamikdash. Don't ask me to have the beis hamikdash built. And even though she didn't know she was Jewish, but l'maisa that was an issue in his kingdom. Yovo amelach v'haman el amishte ton rabbanim marosa Esther shezimnes Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to this party? Right, she could have just invited Achashverosh and told him privately at the party what was going on. Why does Haman have to be there? Rabbi Lezer Omer Pachim Tomnolo. She set a trap for him, right, through the party. Shenemar Yehi Shulchan Lefneim Lepach. The table, sometimes you invite somebody to a meal, it's a trap. So she wanted to trap him. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Bibeis Avi Alamda. She learned this when she was a child, not from her parents, because her parents died before when she was born, or before she was born. She learned it, Rashi says, from the children when she grew up. Shenemar Imroid Sonach Hachilei Olechem. Heard a pasuk in Mishlei, right? But that's it. Doesn't mean she heard it when she, what's it called, when she was growing up. This is what kids used to say: if your enemy's hungry, feed him bread. Rav Meir Omer Kadesh Lo Yitul Eitz of the Imrod. He shouldn't go and ask advice and rebel against the king. So she wanted him there on the spot. Rav Yehuda Omer Kadesh Lo Yakiru Ba Shehi Yehudis. Nobody should suspect she's Jewish since she's inviting Haman to the party. And Haman obviously is the arch enemy of the Jews at this time. But the Chemi Omer Kadesh Lo Yomu Yisrael Achos Sheyesh Lo Nav Beis Hamelech Yosichu Daitem In Arachamim. Just the opposite. The Jews knew she was Jewish, and here she's inviting Haman. They wouldn't rely on her, and they'd have to daven the extra kavana. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kadesh Lo Motzi Lo Becholeis. She wanted him around that she knew where he was at every minute, so she could find some way of bringing his downfall. Rav Shim ben Asya Omer, Ula Yargish HaMokum V'Yasolonu Neis. Maybe the Rabbanu Shem Rachmanis invited my enemy, right, sitting there at the same table, maybe the Rabbanu Shem will have Rachmanis on us. Rav Yishuv ben Karch Omer, Asbir Loponim, Kadeshi Yehorig Hu, V'Hi. Right, I'll smile at him, and the king will think that I'm flirting, and he'll kill me and him. And therefore, his Gzeira will be gone, because whenever there's a Gzeira, it says if one of the people who was part of making the Gzeira, we had it before, in Tinus, dies, so the whole Gzeira is bottled. So if Haman is killed, what's it called? The Gzeira will be bottled. Ram Gamliel Omer, Melech HaFafchon Hoyim. The king was a very, he couldn't decide anything. He constantly vacillated. He vacillated from one thing to another. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore she wanted, if the king would decide to kill Haman, he wanted him there to do it on the spot, not that he should be able to change his mind later. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin Rav Lamodoy. Now, with all these reasons, we need the reason of Rav Elazar Hamodoy. The Tanya Rav Elazar Hamodoy, Omer Kinoso B'melech Kinoso B'sorim. She wanted to raise his jealousy, the jealousy of the king, and the jealousy of the Sarim that she invited Haman. The king was jealous, how come you're inviting one other man? And the Sarim were jealous why they were invited. And this way she felt that perhaps somebody would end up killing Haman because of the jealousy. Rabba Omar, Lefnei Shever Gaon. So Klal, before a person is brought down, he's raised up, because it hurts a lot more to fall from a high place. Abaya Varova Damri Tarvayu, Bechumam Oshis Es Mishtehem. Right, that it says that when Belshazzar came back and they were hot and they drank and became drunk, that's when the Rabbanu Shalom destroyed them. So too, she felt that she would invite Haman to a drinking party, get him drunk, and that's when his destruction will come. Ashkechei Rav Baravu Eliyahu. Rav Baravu found Eliyahu Anovi. Omer Lein, he said to him, Kaman Chazya Esther Va'avdahachi. Tell us, which is the one that's right? What did Esther see that made her invite Haman? Which of these ideas? Omer Lein, Kekulu Tanoi, Kekulu Amoroi. All of them are right. Esther, what's it called, had took all of these things into consideration. Rashi. The Lord Dover Shechotzis B'Malchus, Binyan HaBayis, Shu Be'emtza Shel Olam, something that is in the middle of my Malchus, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which is in the middle of the world. Can I read him to say to Yoma, Evan Shesiyah Shemenu Nishta Olam. The Evan Shesiyah is the place where the world extended on both sides, or all four sides, from the Evan Shesiyah. It also means, Chotzis means something that's a Chatzitza. It interferes with my Malchus. Right? In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash is built, and the Jews go back, and they have their own malchus, then it takes away from my malchus. The base of the alamda shama hatinokos omrim kein. When she was a kid, she heard little kids saying this. Vayimrod b'melech shahaisa shaita muslachas. Right, that she was afraid that Haman would make a rebellion against the king. So she wanted him there under her thumb. She motziloi ulai suchal achshilo b'shum darv b'melech. Or she wanted him there that she could find something to trip him up with. Yargish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'af Ani Mekarev Esoneim Shal Yisrael. Maybe the Rabban Shalom, Rachmonis, he sees that I'm being Mekarev, even though the Rabban Shalom knew why she was doing it, right? But at least this way, it'd be Ma'ora Rachamim. Inomi Yargish HaNitzrich V'Hach Nifrosh Hazeh V'Zalzel B'Kvodi. The Rabban Shalom would see that I have to stoop so low to flatter this Rasha, he'll have Rachmonis on us. She'horeg Hu V'Hi, She'achshedeni HaMelech Shemimenu. The king will suspect that we have some kind of romance going on with Haman, the Yaru Veshneinu, and he'll kill us both. The Chigazri Gzeiro Umishchad Minayo Botli Agzeiro. And when somebody makes a Gzeiro, and one of the people who's part of the Gzeiro dies or is killed, the Gzeiro is bot. Melech HaFot Chachoya, the Choser B'Diburo. He constantly changes his mind. Om Rashema Ucha Lefaso Solahargo, maybe I'll convince him to kill Haman. The Imlo Yem Mezumen, if Haman's not readily available to kill on the spot, he'll change his mind. By the time he gets to Haman, he'll change his mind. Talking about Belshazzar and his entourage. When they came back from the war with the Kazdim, Daryovish and Koresh had made a siege on Bavel. That day, Belshazzar was successful against the other person and the Moabites. The Hoyu Ayefin the Chomim, and they were tired and hot. The Yoshva Lishtos, and they sat down to drink wine, but they got drunk. The Bosu Hayom Nerag, and that's when the Rabban Shom brought the downfall of Belshazzar that night. At Esther Omra, Mitoth Mishtey, and so Rishoyim Bola and Puran. You see that Rishoyim, when they live it up, when they have parties, the end result is that they have tzoris. So I'll set the stage for Haman Soros too with a party. Okay, thanks. By Yisaper Lehem, Haman is kvod Oshro v'rov bonav. Kama rov bonav, how many, the multitude of his children, how many were they? Amarav Lamed, 30 children he had. Asora Mesu, 10 of them died. Vasora Niklu, 10 were hung. Vasora Mechazin al Tzachim. And 10 became poor, that they had to go looking for nedavos. Rabbanan Amrei Osin Shemachazin Al Pesachim Shivim Havi. The ones that had to go begging were 70. Dechsev Shveim Belechem Nishkuru El Al Tikre Shveim El Shivim. And that mizmar is darshened on the children of Haman. So there were 70 of them, the ones that were looking for bread. And the other one, then there was 20 others, 10 that died and 10 that were hung. So altogether 90. The total of all the children of Haman were 208. Shenemar v'rov banav, right? And rov, the gematria is, the word says, v'rov v'gematria mosayin v'arbeisar havi. It's, if you add rov, It's 214, not 208. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Virov Ksiv. Right? It's without a second vav. Virov with a vav in the middle also is 214. Virov without a vav in the middle is only 208. Balayla hu nodad ashnas ha-melech, Amar Rav Tanchum, nodad ashnas malkos shel olam. That the Rabban shel olam, kibiyachu, couldn't sleep. When the Rabban shel sleeps means he's inactive, doesn't take an active part in what's going on. And when he's awake, means that he now gets involved. Kibiyot. Rabbanan Amri, nodadu elyonim, nodadu tachtonim. The malachim woke up Achashverosh. Rava Amar shnas ha-melech Achashverosh mamish. No, Achashverosh woke up himself. He was troubled by something. Nofle milsa b'dayte. He had something that fell into his mind that he was bothering him. Omer Maida Kamon is a Misi Esther Haman. Why did Esther, he had the same question that the Gemara had. Why did Esther invite Haman? Dilma Eitza Koshakli Olayu, maybe they're making some kind of plot against me, and they want to be together and invite me and kill me at the Suda. Dahu Gavra Lamiktale. Maybe they want to kill me. Hodr Omer Ihochi Lohavi Gavra, Derochimli, Dahavi Modali. No one, some people know about plots. There's nobody who would inform me of what's going on over here to warn me. Nobody likes me. Hadar Amr, then he said, Dilma, Ika Inish, the Ovid Bitivusa Velo Parati. Maybe somebody did me a favor and I never paid him back. So people now don't want to do me favors. Mishum Hochi, Mimni Inshi Velo Megalili. That's why people aren't interested in doing me favors, because they don't pay back for the favors. So nobody's interested in saving me. Yad, so therefore he's trying to find out. Maybe there's somebody I owe a favor, owe a payback, I'll pay them back, and then people who know about this plot will let me know about it. They read themselves. Should have said, right? It was a writing was found. Kosuv is mashman that was written at the time. Shimshi, who was Haman's son, who was Achashverosh's valet, was trying to erase what it said there, that Mordechai saved Achashverosh, and Gavriel would rewrite it. It was constantly being rewritten as it was being read. Rashi. Sveim Belechem Nishkru, Yonas and Tirgim Abonav Shohamah. In Targum Yonason, it refers this mizmor, this pasuk, to the children of Haman. Shnas Malko Shalolam, Dugma. It's a euphemism. And it's similar to Vayokets Ki Yoshin Hashem. Sometimes the Rabban Shalom is asleep to be Yochel. Linkom Bigmasu, he doesn't take revenge. He's inactive in taking revenge. That's called he's sleeping. Nodadu Elyonim, show you Malochim, Mathilim, also Kol Alayla. The angels woke up Achashverosh. Va'amrulo Kofi Toba, Shalem Toba L'misha Soh. And they said in his ear, you're an ungrateful person. Pay what you owe somebody who did you a favor. Loshen Mori. V'yesha Omrin, Nodadu Elyonim, Kedei She'irbu V'tachtonim L'vakish Ha'adover. Or some say the angels were being Ma'orer Klal Yisrael to daven better, to ask for rachmi. May the kamon de zamin say kolomer mazos abol if on a actual dover chodesh kaze. So I was bothering Achashverosh. Why did this unusual thing happen that my wife all of a sudden invited me and only Haman to a party, private party, and it's not just me, it's Haman too. Kosu mashma shoye kosu mechodesh. Mashma was being written on the spot. Ksav mashma mikora. Ksav is mashma that it was written before. It was a ksav, something that was written. But kosuv means it was being written now. Vayimotze kosuv sefer zikaron l'fanav asher higid Mordechai. Right, it was being written now what Mordechai said. Shimshi sofra melech solni Yisrael haya. Right, Shimshi was the scribe of the king, and he was an anti-Semite. Umiyamos korish haya. K'moshenevra sefer Ezra. Shekosuv sitna al binyan habayis. Right, he was the one who wrote this edict to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. Shebar korish ubitlo. And the after me Achashverosh also came. And in time of Achashverosh did the same thing. Shenemer, v'malchus Achashverosh mitchilas malchuso kosvu sitna. So he was an anti-Semite. And the Targumim say that Medrashim say that Shimshi was the son of was Haman.